I'm going to ask you, first of all, to bring your awareness to the soles of your feet. It's such a sweet, sweet thing that in the English language, the point of connection between our feet and our body and the earth on which we depend is called the sole, the soles of the feet. So let's bring our entire attention, just for a few moments, to those soles of the feet that have carried us so faithfully and so far to this very point in our human existence. It's quite an extraordinary thing that every step we have taken has been witnessed by the soles of our feet. And let's allow that to bring us to a moment of real gratitude, of unconditional gratitude for all the moments that have brought us to this moment of gathering in the presence of one another and in the presence of the divine, whom we know by so many names. And let us also feel such gratitude for the earth that we connect to through the soles of our feet. And really honoring that connection, I ask you, please, just to intensify your awareness of foot meeting boards above the earth, on which you daily walk and upon which at every moment you depend. This earth, this moment, this being together, this breath, this body, this life, and bringing awareness further up the body to where you are supported by a chair, a sofa, a seat, a cushion, and allowing yourself to recognize that in these moments, and for these moments, and without any conditions whatsoever, you are held. You are held by your chair. You are held by the cushion. You are held by my voice. You are held by your intention to be here, by your willingness to be here with one another. At every moment, we have so many options as to where we could be. And you have chosen to be here, present, held in this moment, in this body, in this life. I invite you to sink a little bit more consciously into the holding and really experience the relief that in this moment nothing is asked of you. Your contribution was to be present. You are present. Experience how it feels to be completely free of demands. That this moment is already full. That this moment is already enough. And bringing your awareness now to the front of the body. Opening your chest a little bit. We're often quite defended on the chest. Allowing your chest to be open. Trusting, breathing, alive. And bringing awareness now to the heart, both to the physical heart and to the mystical heart. To the heart that has beats so faithfully and that will beat faithfully until your last breath. Feeling gratitude for that. Gratitude also for the breath itself. Gratitude also for all that the heart feels. It takes courage to have an open heart. It takes great courage to have an open heart. But it also brings such sweetness. Aware too of the mystical heart, the eternal heart, doors wide open, the temple that is always inviting you. The temple of the heart is with you wherever you are, wherever you go, however you are, however you are going. The doors of the temple of the heart are wide open. Allowing yourself now, through the great gift of human imagination and through what we might call the mind's eye, I invite you to look at yourself sitting in this hall, in this moment, alongside one another. I would like you to look very particularly at your own familiar face. I would like you to look deeply, deeply at your own face. I would like you to look at yourself with unconditional friendship. Unconditional love. A most beautiful teaching reminds us that when we look through the eyes of the Beloved, we will see the Beloved everywhere. Our self-compassion arises from this recognition, and our compassion for others deepens, matures, becomes more beautiful and more powerful when we accept the gift of love also for ourselves. Breathing love in very deeply to wherever it needs to go. Sending love generously through the out-breath wherever it needs to go. Allowing ourselves in this moment to be instruments of love. And finally, awareness once more of your whole self. Gratitude for body. Gratitude for mind. Gratitude for heart and desires. Gratitude for errors, mistakes, regrets, all sources of learning. Gratitude for joy. Gratitude for empathy and for courage. And deep gratitude for forgiveness. And now, joining your hands at your heart, we will bow deeply to one another for gratitude for the presence of each person here and all who have allowed us to be here.